The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 12th, 2024. Happy Mother's Day, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of the Waffle House franchises in East Ridge. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Clint.
How are you, sir?
I'm about 9.3 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's a great way to celebrate Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
It's not a holiday I particularly celebrate, but it's one that a lot of people, I'm glad they do celebrate.
My mom is the most godly Christian woman I've ever met. She is just,
really?
Oh, absolutely. If you ask anybody,
I've never met her.
Oh, she is a saint. My dad's the beast. My mom's the beauty. That's the truth. But I'm going to start this day with a 30-second story of my mom.
Go.
You ready? I'm 16 or 17. I've shared it a bunch, but I'm 16 or 17. Walking in to eat dinner, mom and dad are sitting there, and I'm like, hey, what do we have for dinner? She told me, because I saw some hamburger meat, half thawed, half unthawed, about a pound and a half or so, sitting on the counter, and she told me, I can't remember what it was, and I rolled my eyes. Apparently, I didn't like the dinner that mother was going to prepare for me. And so as I'm walking off, I went, oh, and all of a sudden, something hit me in the back of the head hard and knocked me forward, and my little 5-foot-tall Christian mother had thrown the half frozen pound and a half or 2 pounds of hamburger meat to feed the family of four full tilt about 4 feet from me in the back of the head. And I turned around and said, what is that? She goes, that's your dinner. Let's go, Joe. We're going out to eat. So I made myself some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I learned, and my dad just went by me and goes, dummy. He goes, you're an idiot.
And this is 5 decades later, and you're still telling the story.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. That's a mom story right there. If you don't complain, cook it. If you don't cook it, don't complain.
I bet you didn't complain again.
I haven't complained since, sir. Anyway, back to you.
That's what
Happy Mother's Day.
And I'm thrilled that you still have your parents alive in your life. How old are your parents?
My mom is 74.
Okay.
My dad's 72 or 73. Just had a birthday. So
that's not much older than me is the issue. That's what's scary. Dang.
They're 10 years older than you, aren't they? Or close to it?
I'm 67 in just a matter of few blinks of the eye.
Yeah. I'm 56, so yeah.
That's almost 11 years younger, and there is a pretty good difference between 57 and 67.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I have gotten better looking. My hair has grown in more.
Yeah.
I have tighter skin. I'm stronger. So there is differences.
There is. You're actually, you're like Benjamin Button. You're getting younger.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, you're just kind of becoming an adolescent again. In more ways than one.
I will not argue with that statement.
Yes.
I'm glad you are so observant of your co-host
here. Yeah, I'm very observant.
Hey, today we're going to talk about two things that I'm very interested and also very serious about. One is we're going to talk about red light therapy with Brandon from the Oxygen Health Spa. It's something I've done off and on, and I really enjoy the benefits to the skin and also to the healing of the body. But the other is something that you and I and my daughter got somewhat wrapped up in conversationally wise is the addictive drug-like quality and some of the really destruction of life quality with social media addictions. And we will do that in the third segment. I have looked into it somewhat since we talked, and I also have both of our personal perspectives on that. It is a disease. There
is
no doubt.
100%. Yeah.
And it can, I think, hurt many people more than unhealthy food and lack of nutrition.
Well, we forget our mind. I mean, we say health all the time, and we forget that it's almost like a separate category, mental health. Well, mental health affects everything.
Everything.
Too. And real quick, I'm interested in the red light stuff, the therapy, yes. because there's so many misconceptions about that. Is it, mm-hmm. what is it exactly? Mm-hmm. Infrared? I can't wait to ask more questions.
Yes. So, it's a certain wavelength that I said 25 or 30 years ago, and I actually had it somewhere written down, that I truly believe the future of health and healing will be done with technology that has to do with wavelengths. And here's one of those, which is this red light therapy. So
you know something else I read the other day, and I'm surprised we haven't talked about it before, and I may be next week or the week after, but the vibrations, sound vibrations that break up certain things in the body is being used.
Yes.
Like wavelengths, not just the mm-hmm. the red light, but I mean like they can break up certain type of things in the body, like mm-hmm. whether they're clots or something like that. Mm-hmm. I've just read this article, and I'll have to find it so I can speak a little more intelligently about it. But it's a true thing. Certain frequencies affect the body in different ways,
which I
thought was pretty amazing.
I've been a student of that for 30 years. In fact, Mackie, who's downstairs at Max Fitness,
love him.
I bought him a board. It's called a Vibra board 20 years ago. What this guy, and he was a nutty genius who invented it, he said, tigers in the jungle, they have a certain purring frequency.
Yeah.
When they get hurt or they have other issues, they will purr at this healing frequency. So he developed a board that you lie down on that had the exact frequency of a tiger.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
Look up. Everybody go Google. I'm not bringing up COVID for a reason, but go look up Google. I mean, COVID or virus and humming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It releases stuff when you hum.
It does.
That helps kill certain things mm-hmm. or build your immune system in your nasal cavity.
You're preaching to the choir. In fact, you've seen my little necklace wear. This is my kind of humming necklace for anxiety.
I didn't know what it was, but that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know it. That's awesome.
Brian at the gym says I put my Viagra in here, but that's not true. It is a humming. There's that smirk on Clint's face.
It's always okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Okay. I want to say I ate at two places this past week that I haven't done in a long time. One of them is a newer location, the Taco Mamacita at Hamilton Place.
I've been there, yeah.
I really like the atmosphere. I can't say they have a lot that really sets or makes me want to eat there. I don't know.
I don't know if their menu is the same as it was downtown. Yeah, I went with a friend, and it seems to be a little limited on some of the stuff they have.
Yeah, somewhat limited. Yeah. I agree. I did ask about ingredients because I said, do you have MSG? They couldn't definitively answer. Uh-huh. They said, we don't think we do.
You know why they couldn't answer, don't you?
They don't want to be accountable.
Okay, is that or there's another reason.
What?
The people that work there and waitresses don't know, and they don't have freaks walking in all the time going, pardon me, I'm at a place to get tacos. Do you have MSG? And they're like, look, I'm trying to earn money to put myself to school or feed my kid. Really, dude, you're going to walk in here with your own Worcestershire sauce and then ask me about come on.
I did have my olive oil with me.
Of course you did. You broke out like you're like a mobile truck, like a mobile health truck. That's what you should do, a mobile health
food. Let me clarify that whole thing you just said.
Yeah. Okay.
One is, I love the fact you call me a freak because I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, well, good.
Two is, the waiter went and asked the person in the back kitchen or the manager.
And they said the same thing. They're like, what?
What in the world?
Let me see what knucklehead out there. It's that guy with the curly mustache. Oh, yeah. No wonder. You mean with the olive oil out on the table? Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the second place?
Second place is Easy Bistro downtown.
Not been there.
Pretty darn pricey. I don't eat oysters except at Easy Bistro. They had to buy one, get one on oysters. And I just something about them. They are delicious, or there's something that is satisfying about them, but it was a fantastic meal all the way around.
Well, real quick, shout out to one of our sponsors who got their new location opened up, and I love their place. It's Texas Roadhouse. They just opened up over there close to Hamilton Place.
They did.
And I love their salmon. Oh, they
really?
Good salmon. Yeah,
well,
they good
Sean
salmon.
Just told me that they don't use frozen meat, and they have a lot of really good sourced ingredients. I will check all of
their
that out.
Their green beans are... I don't know how healthy they are, but they'll make your tongue slap your brains out, man. They are
really?
Good things. Yes, they are.
Sean gave me a certificate to go eat over there. It will be done within the next week. I'll give a review. I am going to check into, do they use a lot of seed oils? Do they use margarine? Do they use, MSG? Because the freak is on the hunt. So, Facebook on Vital Health Radio, I had the most interesting article by Dr. Greger, and it was something that I really learned a lot from. And what it was, he showed these charts of how high does blood sugar go at 8 a.m. in the morning compared to 8 p.m. at night eating the identical same foods. And he talked about it as far as circadian rhythm. And it was...
I'm guessing it's higher at night.
It was so much higher that it was stunning. Yeah. And here's the deal. And I'm huge about what I call ancient wisdom or ancestral rhythms, because we're put on this earth so long ago, and we think that, you know, the last few generations might have helped us to adapt. We don't adapt in a few generations. We adapt in many, many, probably thousands of years. Well, if our body is used to, and you can imagine, we did not eat after the sun went down 99% of our time on this earth, unless you had something stored in the cave. And chances are, probably we went to sleep when the sun went down. We weren't eating. Well, something about this different AM, PM eating times elevates blood sugar by such a drastic amount. That's one reason we gain weight at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such a strong evidence. And go to Facebook, Vital Health Radio, if you want to look at those charts.
By That's Dr. fantastic. Gregor. Yeah,
really was. Now, the second thing on Facebook, Vital Health Radio, was that Merck was sued again for the Gardasil HPV vaccine. That vaccine is propaganda, generally propaganda. It is nothing but to make money. And I'm always been from day one against and wanting to inform people about the dangers of Gardasil. I know you haven't taken Gardasil because it's for women. But
yeah, I know what it is. Thanks for yawning. It made me tired.
Yeah, men actually can take it. So,
Well, thanks. You just said two things at once with a contradictory. Good job. I know you've not taken it, Clint, because you're a man, even though a man can take it.
Well, men like you could. They have special
Way to go. Way to make openings. It insulting, Clint. Good job.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ed.
Odd people they can...
When you make me feel bad, does it make you feel better about yourself?
Oh, of course it does. That's human nature.
That's okay, man.
I love shoving somebody down so I can be standing higher.
That's called...
Now, you know that's not me.
That's a bully. But it's okay. It's all right. Hold on a second. I'm a little tore up.
Hey, I got bullied all through Brainerd High School. I got to get even somewhere.
What year did you graduate Brainerd?
75.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I love Brainerd.
Last two things. I'm always invested in putting a team together in my personal life that teaches me many things. One of them is hopefully not to be a bully, live wiser, learn from those of many generations ago that we can learn from history to be a better human being, mm-hmm. be more contented, more joyous, but also on the field of nutrition. And so Peter Attia, again, I've spoken of him many times, please sign up for his updates. I've never seen any health professional who has been posting more valuable information that is usable, and he has such credibility and life experience. Please sign up for Peter Attia on YouTube or Instagram and at least get some of his updates per week. And then Dr. Mercola. Mercola is a little a freak himself, but he is still one of the most probable biggest toolbox of knowledge that I've ever seen in any health professional. And he is a detective to the bitter end. Bitter end.
I can. You want to put a third? You want me to be the third genius on your list?
Go.
Hey, third genius. Yeah. If it tastes good, don't eat it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There Wisdom. You go.
Yep. Yep. If it's bad, if it probably is hard to swallow, then go ahead. It'll probably be good for you. Kale.
What?
Way to go, Kale.
Life-changing yep. information for the crowd.
People probably don't need to listen to the radio show anymore. They probably just figured it life, the meaning of life out right there. Yeah.
I feel people.
If I'm enjoying it, it's probably bad for me.
People are floating up by 2 feet off the ground right now.
Okay.
Hey, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having that conversation on red light therapy and a little bit on hyperbaric oxygen. In fact, I did hyperbaric this morning for one reason I did, because I didn't get enough sleep, and it is equivalent to about 3 hours sleep in about 55 minutes. So I'm feeling much better than I would have, and luckily my schedule allowed that. So it is time to take that break, and we have more to come. And as we continue, for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Mortgage, and White Lightning Harley-Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host at the moment. I'm about ready to kick him because he's gone on some looping, fear-mongering path of why he's scared of stuff. But we're not going to talk about that. He needs therapy.
I'm old. I'm scared. That's
you need to go to your 14 therapist and talk about it. Not today. We have Brandon Jones from Oxygen Health Spa with us. That is the hyperbaric. I've been there many, many times. In fact, I went this morning, didn't I, Brandon?
You did. You did. It was good to have you. Absolutely.
And I love that you are doing something in addition, which is red light therapy. I've done a lot of red light therapy on and off. I was doing it for my hips. Can't say that helped a lot, but the reason was because that's like having two completely worn out tires on your car and expecting pumping air and it's going to make it better. It doesn't. Right. They just had to be replaced. And that was last week was 1 year ago when I had it replaced. Doing phenomenal. But... again, hyperbaric, don't talk too much about that today, but it is tell people maybe in 2 minutes what hyperbaric actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. Hyperbaric is there to give you, kind of a lack of a better term, gasoline on your fire that may be dwindling. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge boost, healing recovery method, because, you know, sometimes your body's just overworked. It just needs that little bit of help to get over the edge. And that's really the fastest way I can explain hyperbarics.
And a lot of the people who come to you do have PTSD, anxiety, Alzheimer's, stroke, autoimmune, Bell's palsy, just some of those, sports recovery. I took my daughter and had it downtown the night before her tonsils were taken out. She had amazing recovery. Can't say for sure that was that, but we can't say a lot of things for sure in life.
Right.
But she recovered quicker than most people. That one was a little claustrophobic. It was smaller. Yours is not. You have big windows. Love it. And you, I think you told me once that 40 or 50 minutes in it is equal to 2 to 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, 3 to 4. Yeah,
3 to 4. Yeah,
an hour in it's equal to 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
Yes,
absolutely.
And before we get into red light, is there any recent clients that have success stories?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. So I had one that I thought it'd be great for the podcast because it shed some light on something that no one may be thinking of. So I recently had, and I'll kind of leave her name and who she worked for out of it, a flight attendant came in, and she was really honestly kind of dazed and confused. She came in and said she had an experience where the aircraft was pumped with carbon monoxide instead of clean air, and the mechanism, the machine that was pumping in air, malfunctioned somehow. And so she came in. Some of her symptoms, she was convulsing on the airplane.
Ooh, they have to emergency land.
She took some emergency oxygen on the plane and kind of subsided until she got off. But she had headaches. Her right eye closed. Some swelling, couldn't function, couldn't speak, very lethargic, breathless, confused. And when she got off the plane, she couldn't walk without someone helping her. So she has some very severe symptoms. And so she came in, and she lives actually in a foreign country, but how she could speak, I couldn't even tell. I couldn't even hear her accent when she came in. Mm-hmm. After the first session, her headaches immediately went away. She was able to focus. So immediately effects. We started pushing that toxic gas out and pushing the pure oxygen in. Mm-hmm. So it was a story one that I think, you know, plane travel is already kind of stressful. But when you're strapped in, you kind of lose a lot of liberties. And it's something that most people aren't. I know I wouldn't have ever thought of that as being a problem. And yeah. And she kind of mentioned that it may be a larger problem than what we realize, to put that out there.
That's interesting. I carry a carbon monoxide monitor in my plane.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you cannot even know it's in the air. Then you start losing your cognitive ability. And if you are the pilot of the plane, that's kind of serious.
Right.
It really is. So I love that. And again, before we get into red light, where are you located?
7550 East Brainerd Road.
Okay. And there are a few people who are a little claustrophobic or fearful in hyperbaric. We won't mention any names of anyone at this table.
Who would that be?
It is extremely safe, and there are exit strategies.
There are, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get in there with him next time.
Absolutely.
Because you have one big enough for two people, right?
I do.
So we...
I'm the big spoon. I called it.
Okay.
Back to y'all. That's my contribution to... I've been there before. It was... And I think I did sleep about 30 or 40 minutes I got into it. And it was phenomenal. And my only question was the claustrophobic side of me snuck up. But then it went away because of the big window. And I saw people moving. And it was fine.
Right.
It was fine.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm going to come try it again. It's not like it was... It was actually really enjoyable once I... Right. Here's the thing. A lot of this stuff is uncomfortable. We've never done it before.
It's a new experience. Right.
Yeah.
The unknown. Right.
Yeah, I'm fine with it being a little uncomfortable at first, as long as it didn't prevent you from trying it, especially when the benefits are that good.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the thing is, I live my life by... The word enjoyment means nothing to me. It's what results do I get. But I'm also a freak. He called me a freak earlier in the first segment. So
that's not always a bad thing.
It's not. I said it's a great compliment. I love being a freak.
Okay.
So let's talk about red light therapy. I have done that off and on at other locations with the stand-ups or the lights. And we're talking about a wavelength, aren't we? A certain wavelength that seems to be very healing and rejuvenating.
Beneficial. Exactly. So, and there's some things I wanted to hit on that are complementary with hyperbarics and red light too. But specifically, I have, if you want to Google it, I have the LS Pro systems. And the large benefit between hyperbarics and red light therapy is hyperbarics is great. It does so many things, increase circulation, reduces blood pressure, but it's a
dilator?
Constrictor.
Oh, constrictor. Hyperbaric is.
And so red light is a vasodilator.
Okay.
And so one of the things we stress with our customers is, you know, hydration is very important with hyperbarics. And so with the red light, it complements it so in so many ways because it also boosts your mitochondria, red light, and hyperbarics both do. So if that'll give you a double boost, and they both boost your energy. But with the red light, again, it's a vasodilator. And so it'll open up back those blood vessels and get that flowing just as well.
And for skin rejuvenation and right. or some aches and pains.
Exactly.
And there is some research showing that even in some serious conditions, and this is way off the chart of freakiness, is using something called methylene blue, which I'm very, right. very informed about, that when you expose the cells to red light therapy and you've consumed methylene blue, it actually, and I'm not going to use the C word, not COVID, that's not it. No, it's the other C word, the CA word. It has some really good anecdotal stories of some real amazing healing.
Yeah.
Now, I see here that you have, now, are there different frequencies? Because I'm looking here at the yes. head, the eye, the skin, the body. So those are using different frequencies?
Yeah, so what we have, our system, is it, and I'm going to get this wrong, but I believe in, and you can correct me if I believe there's about 10 different frequencies, and that could be, you know, mm-hmm. a little higher, a little lower. But what we have a setting is it will actually go through every frequency that this system offers.
Oh, really?
So it's not just one set it and forget it. Okay. So we'll actually go through all of those. So whatever frequency worked best for you, and what worked best for you may Clint maybe something a little different would work uh-huh. better for Clint. So whatever frequency is healing you, we're going to hit on that wavelength.
I love
with
that.
Our system.
How yeah. what is the kind of the protocol for the how many times a week? I was trying to do it 3 times a week.
Yeah it's about the same. Yeah okay. yeah it's about a 3. You can only do it you don't want to do it more than once a day, obviously. Okay. and then our sessions are 20 minutes long,
and you don't need sunblock.
No.
Or anything, because there's no UV rays,
right?
Correct?
Exactly. Okay. There's no risk of burning or okay. or extreme heat or anything like that. Yeah.
Would you do that, Clint?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I love it. And that's what I was going to ask. So when I hear red light therapy, I've heard infrared. There are different things, right? And I'm asking from as a public yeah. thing. Infrared and the red light therapy, completely different yeah, stuff, right?
It's a different yeah, wavelength, yeah. right.
Well, and the reason I ask is in the health world, you hear these things become synonymous. Oh, it's infrared sauna.
Yeah.
It's red light
right.
therapy. In my right. brain, I've got a job, so I'm moving around like they're kind of the same thing, and they're not really the same thing.
Right. And so, yeah, we were so excited because we look at different clinics around the country and what's working, what's not working, and like why would they add that modality? It doesn't make a lot of sense. But red light is really making it's a simple way to make a big difference.
I like that. Yeah, simple way to make a big difference.
Right.
And yeah, what a better motto to have for you and myself.
Yeah.
Because very few of us have unlimited incomes like Clint, and yeah. we
super rich.
Man, I'm a podcaster, so
right?
Just means rolling in the money over here. He's got red light stuff. I do. You just come over to my house, just roll around in money.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
You, yeah. Aches and pains go away.
Hey, that's what we're doing this weekend, right?
Absolutely. I'm cuddling with him. You're coming over to roll around in money. This seems like an inappropriate radio show. All of a sudden, absolutely not to both of you.
But and the one thing about these things, though, insurance will never pay. So when we're in a insurance spoiled town, where the first sentence out of most people's mouth is, "Will insurance pay?" No, it won't. No, it can't. It's already right. half bankrupt. It's there for emergencies and surgeries and all the things. It can't pay prevention. Prevention will earn you back about 200% interest, more than any financial part. But it is going to require cash.
You know what's insane is the hyperbaric Erlanger has hyperbaric
okay.
chambers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's widely known that they're underutilized, these things. And currently they're pretty much just using it for a burn center. But even mm-hmm. for burns, mm-hmm. insurance will only cover you if you're 35% or more of your body is burned.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And it's 30%. Not going to touch you.
Wow.
20% not going to touch you. Even if you have a burn on your finger, why aren't we using this modality yeah. to heal faster? It doesn't make sense to me. We have these. We know what it does. Mm-hmm, we know it can heal faster. Anybody who gets out of surgery should get into a hyperbaric chamber.
The red light stuff, of course, is kind of new. But have you found that once people find you, they're like, okay, they're pretty loyal? Like, have you found the response from the community once they realize you're there has been good?
It has, yeah, absolutely. And they understand, how professional and easygoing, we are at the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Always eager to answer questions, and I'm always willing to come in early for certain customers.
Yes, he is. Thank you very much.
And just stay late, just to accommodate people, because not everyone can make it between 8:30 and 5. And so I'm here. I'm passionate. I got into this to be able to give people access that the traditional system is unwilling to give you.
I love that. And I think all of people like you who are entrepreneurs who step out of the norm, that's risky. This is not a, oh, I'm going to open it up and I know I'm going to make money and earn my overhead. It's a crapshoot.
Right.
And I just give a lot of people like yourself credit for the guts that it took to do that. I know on my other podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I interviewed a physician named Dan Engel on concussions. And he said very clearly, hey, there's some nutraceuticals that work out of the green pharmacy, but hyperbaric needs to be done. Yeah. And, you know, on my hip, you know, you helped me so much in and out of the tank sometimes with my hips before I got surgery. But part of my recovery, you know, I did hyperbaric with you, I mean, right up to the moment of surgery almost.
It was almost the day of or day before.
Right. And, you know, as close as I could get. And I got back in that tank as soon as I could for post-recovery. And that is on YouTube at nutritionw.com, where I speak about my post and pre protocol for the big surgery of double hip replacement. So thank you, Brandon. And again, on East Brenner Road, kind of close to...
The post office is an easy marker. We're just before the post office on East Brenner.
Well, close to the funeral home, because occasionally it's really close. If somebody passes in the tank, they can have the funeral home come right there.
We just wheel the tank right over.
That's the worst promo. Yeah. I'm going to mark that and get that cut out for the love of God.
We've got a Groupon with them. So.
Enter this code. Enter it quickly, though. We don't know. Yeah.
Well, I will be back to see you probably. Could be in the morning. It depends on how I'm feeling as I get up at my 3:12, if I even sleep that late. And I come and go with it, but I am so convinced of its benefit. And I know I've done red light enough to know of its benefit. Yeah. So thank you for bringing that to Chattanooga and at reasonable prices. People can buy this equipment on their own, like red light, but it's just not the same as the level that you have offered. Right. It just isn't. So again, thank you, Brandon, for coming to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Good seeing you, man.
Yeah.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this real disease that's spreading across, and has already spread worse than fentanyl or anything else, which is the addiction to your social media. Clint and my daughter and myself had a really good conversation about 4 days ago, and we thought, hey, let's come up with some good tips and some information as to maybe people aren't as aware as they should be, because we don't want to be aware of something that's so addictive. So we'll be talking about that. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Tune into the Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You Podcast, for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ, so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
For On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my super intelligent co-host Clint Powell, and I'm glad that Optimize You has that new location in Hickson. I want to say real quickly that he's added a new service in Hickson, and I've spoke about it a long time ago. It's called ED Wave. It is for the guys who the Viagra is just waning. It's not working like it used to, and they need additional help. And that help is through a once-a-week treatment for 6 weeks called pulsed frequency treatment. And it creates new blood flow, very, very substantiated by medical studies. And in 6 weeks, it takes about six more weeks, and it's about 72% of the people who did it are very, very pleased. So if you're interested, they're running a special for $999. Believe it or not, $2,500 is the normal price for that. So ED Wave at Optimize You. It is at Hickson. Do want to, you know, Clint, you and I and my daughter, we talk pretty regularly because you also do an amazing job of business coaching. Tell people about that just a little bit.
Yeah, I have a handful of clients that I talk to either about sales or small business ownership or leadership. And I say this all the time when people ask me why I do it, it's because I've made some really good decisions in my life in business, and then I've made a lot of bad decisions. And so I'm at that age where if I can talk with somebody, usually what I found is by asking questions, I can help them figure out a better approach to something or see things from a different way or help them avoid the same mistakes I've made in the past because I've made a bunch of them. So thank you for letting me do that.
And if people are interested, they can contact you.
Yep, 423-505-1014. I think I have 9 or 10 clients right now. I just took on a new one. And, I've got room for about 3 or 4 more. I think about anywhere 13 to 15 would be about what I
That's
could do.
Good.
Yeah.
Nah, not too far off.
Yeah, not far off at all.
My daughter has struggled off and on with her the cell phone apps consuming her at moments. And we got talking about that just a few days ago, and because you chimed in and said that you felt pretty much as a slave under the guise of your apps and your Instagrams and your Facebooks. And both of you were like just going at it about your stories. Funny that I don't have any addictive quality for that, because I certainly have other things that I can work on, but that one's not one of them. But you both are I was actually not aware of what kind of withdrawals that you would have, because you both shared stories with me. Tell me about your story.
5 days ago, well, as this recording is probably 2 weeks ago, but I'm committing to going 28 days minimum with no social media, with no Facebook and no Instagram. And I still have access to my podcast pages, of course, but no personal contacts. I found, and I'm not a very addictive person. I don't have a very addictive personality either. And believe it or not, as goofy as I come across, I try to be somewhat disciplined with my day and time. But I have found that I was anxious. I was always feeling the need to respond. And how many people like this? And why is that person looking over there? And I need to go check this out. Let me share this for my friend. And a lot of it was good. A lot of it was around business. A lot of it was personal. A lot of it was a waste of time. And I just started looking at the time I was spending. And the problem, at least for me, is that 5 minutes turns to 15, 15 turns to an hour. Mm-hmm. And the first 5 minutes was necessity for business, and the last 55 minutes was not. And I look up and I feel busy and I've done nothing, or I'm watching other people live their lives. And I just got very, very frustrated being anxious and always tethered and beep, 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 brrr, that, all these little mm-hmm. notifications. So I tried turning the notifications off, but the habit of reaching over to check was still there. Mm-hmm. And so Saturday night, I just shut it all down. I just deactivated all my accounts. And Sunday and Monday were really bad. Tuesday was not great. The first two or three days mm-hmm. was not great. But the revelation that my need for constant filler came to the surface, and I realized immediately, I was like, oh, I'm addicted. Mm. I never thought I was an addictive guy. Mm-hmm. I'm addicted, and I've never had a problem with stuff until this. And I tried to read a book. Mm-hmm. I think I told you this on Sunday. I couldn't read that book, and I used to sit down and read books for hours
because you needed
every 5-10 minutes. I was like, okay, I've read this enough. What am I supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to be doing something else. I would start doing. I'm like, wait a minute, I could go read the Bible, I could go read Sherlock Holmes, I could go mm-hmm. read my Louis L'Amour, I could go read my The Seven Habits of Highly, I could read all the new books, all the old books, I could go work out again, I can go sit on my front porch, I can actually go talk to people, I can do anything I want to do, but I'm not going to be anchored to it anymore, so I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Is there a way to find the middle ground to do it in a healthy purpose?
Yeah, maybe for some people.
But not for you. You're like the alcoholic who simply can't be around.
Because
the
here's why. I have six podcast pages. I have a personal page that I got pretty good engagement on stuff. Hundreds and hundreds of likes on different things. Sometimes over 1,000 likes, you know. And so the issue came from it in my brain, just like let me back up. Anybody I've had this conversation with the last 2 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. all of them say what you said the first time, and you're right on yours, but all of them say, oh, I don't look at it that much, and I can stop. It's that's weird. You feel that way. Go look at the stats. Go read all of the professionals. Six out of 10 people, I'm promising you right now, you don't think you have a problem, you have a problem. Stop it.
Yes.
And I think Denzel Washington said was in an interview one time, and he goes, you don't think you have a problem? Just shut it off. Right now. Just go right now. Well, I can't. I'd have to. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me know how that works out for you. You have a problem. If you think right now, I don't have a problem, I challenge you, you may not. Before you do, go check how much time you're spending on each app, and then just simply say, I'm going to deactivate it for 7 days. You can set it up where it'll pop back on in 7 days. Mm-hmm. Just go, don't delete it. There's a difference. Deactivate it where you don't have access to it at all. Mm. And watch what happens your first 36, 48, 72 hours. Let me tell you, respond, let me how your brain works.
That is great insight of you, and especially to be brave enough to face your demons, because it is a demon for so many. And you're so accurate to the fact of, I don't care if it's social media or if it's carbohydrates in the diet. I could ask 100 people right now, are you addicted to carbohydrates?
No,
I'm not addicted. Okay, eat 60 carbs a day like I do. Find out. In 2 days,
you will be
knowing that.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it's because of my age. I don't know. But since we talked, which was 4 days ago, I've not looked at Instagram 1 minute other than one mandatory that I needed a video on. And I did not look at Facebook. I did not look at TikTok. I'm perfectly fine. Now, I kind of missed it a little.
Excuse me.
Kind of like, I guess, a person who's finally quit smoking, but they still want to hold the cigarette somewhat. I remember so well growing up, my dad was an addicted gambler. We went to Vegas many, many times. And I was very intrigued by the fact that when I would watch that roulette ball spin in that circle, I was mesmerized, because that's when dopamine is produced in your brain.
It's what happens.
And it happens with your apps. It happens with a lot of things we do in life. And really, what is dopamine? It acts on the brain for the feeling of pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. And the reason the social media does what it does to dopamine is because we are wired to have a driven desire for social interactions. Well, the average person has about 100 to 150 associates in life, people they're going to talk to on a modest basis from work to family. Well, now you have a billion because you're on these phones. Oh, it's so unlimited that it there is no end in sight. Now, yeah. I did.
And it's not real.
And most of it's not
real.
Some
of it is real.
Yes.
But a lot of what we do is not real.
But it's giving you a real dopamine.
That's it. The results are real in your brain.
Yep.
That's why I'm saying when you cut it out, and all of a sudden your brain's like, hey, where is the bing, bing, bing? Where is my affirmation? And if it's not there, you start creating stories in your brain like, oh, why? And I'm like, that's not real. It's not based off any hard work I've done. Nothing.
Nope. And your mind keeps spinning on its own patterns instead of becoming, again, like your best friend. I need to be my own best friend. I can't do that when everybody else is plugging into my pattern of thinking because I'm on the phone the whole time. And having solitude and having quiet moments is where intuition and wisdom comes from. It doesn't come from being constantly distracted.
I'll say this, and I'll give it to you because I know you've got some stuff you want to go over. But I'm not talking about just relationships, but I said to you, sometimes you fight the beast in the basement, but there's also strategic avoidance, strategic retreats. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't drive by that Krispy Kreme donuts the first 30 days because I know that's my weakness. So after I've developed some self-confidence and lost some weight and said no to some other things, then I can drive back by Krispy Kreme and drive right by it and feel proud of myself.
There you go.
But until I get to that point, I have to X-nay it. You get start getting messages that are saying things to you that are if you're in a relationship, I've said this on a podcast with Chris, it's the social media can be the death of a relationship. You start getting asked, you start getting flirted with, you start getting, oh, that makes me feel good. Yeah, but that's not the person I've committed to. So I'm done. And I'm not saying that was the reason, but I start looking, that's a reason, along with the other 30 things I set back the last 4 or 5 days and gone, my life is way, way better. My anxiety, I'll tell you something else I've not done. I've not watched the news in now 6 days.
Oh, good.
No, what's the and I do a podcast on news, so I'll just rely on the people that bring the headlines in. I feel so much more at peace on not engaging in this digital world of go check everything out right now. You're behind. Yeah, you know what? And I'm okay with being behind. I am okay.
You're not sticking your head totally in the sand because if something happens, you will know that.
I'm.
And is your sleep better? Do you feel like?
Yeah, I do. And so I still have the Google. I still when I go on, I still have a news page that pops up. I'm just mentally. And here's the last thing I'll say on it. And I apologize for kind of hijacking this, but the other thing that I've done because I've deleted the apps and I'm not doing it on my PC either. I've deactivated the accounts. I now feel a little empowered to say no to the other digital things that I know aren't great for me. So I'm not going to spend 6 hours on YouTube. I might spend 15, 20 minutes on YouTube. I don't have to read all the news headlines. Why? Because I'm already doing a few hard things digitally in that world. So I feel a little empowered now to say no to the other things that I know aren't super healthy.
I love it.
And that's a good, the same thing as eating and working out. Well, hell, I walked a mile a day last week. I feel pretty good. I'm going to walk a mile and a half this week.
I love it. Self-talk.
Absolutely.
Your best advocate is yourself. And I'd also value the personal journey of being your own best friend and having quiet times to really come up with wisdom. And that doesn't happen with constant distractions. Anybody who's on the phone 7 hours a day, they don't really have their own life. They have a life of a part. They're partnering all right with their phone.
That's right.
Now, some of the tips to help people is one, delete the app. Two is let's detox with a buddy. Well, you know, have a buddy like not you and Clint. I mean, you and Katie are buddies, but not on this path. But you both had exactly the same stories of withdrawals and pain and discomfort. And then also identify what apps you're using the most. I went on my phone because I've done some work on my phone since we talked, since I heard you and Katie. And I didn't realize I could look at each individual app and see exactly how much time I was on each app. And then next is ask what for, what now, and what else. They have an app that you can actually have that as your opening screen. So when the phone opens, you're asking yourself, what is this for? Why now and what else can I do? Now, next, I'm a big believer in Kindle. Yes, it's a phone, so it kind of looks like I'm on social media. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's what's real.
Right.
So I love reading my Kindle books on my phone because I did get caught up a little more on TikTok than probably is healthy, not obnoxious by any means, maybe 30 minutes a day. But you know what? I've just been using Kindle and reading a book, or I've listened to an informational podcast. I don't count that as social media.
On my phone, I can have a set time every day, and it'll notify me if I've gone above a certain time.
Really?
On my phone, yeah.
Oh.
I also have it shuts off at a certain time at night as far uh-huh. as the dark light. I also have it to where, and there was another a little tidbit I had on there, but the goal setting one was a big deal to me. Because it let me know, hey, you're going over your expected time, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I need to stop that, and so it's just a matter of self regulating. But sometimes you just got to cut the beast out. You're mm-hmm. not going to beat the beast of social media.
You're not going to beat it.
Not in my world, because I make a living off of so much of it, mm-hmm. and I still have the podcast stuff,
mm-hmm.
but on the personal level, I am fine, and it feels like 1985 again.
I love it. And you look like you feel different in a good way.
I'm just not as anxious. That anxiety, golly, gee, you don't know it. I'm telling you right now, I challenge everybody to do 7-day deactivation. Uh-huh. I challenge you, maybe 10. The first 2 or 3 days are not going to be easy for a lot of people listening. By day 5, 6, or 7, you will be going, I'm not sure I'm going back.
That's what Katie said.
I'm not going back.
She did a dry January, and she did not want to, but then all of a sudden she slips back into it. I love just picking goals at 7 days out and not 7 months, because that's unreasonable. Do a 7-dayer. And other things, last two things is, one of the tips I did read from somebody else is, think of your attention as a valuable resource. Mm-hmm. Your attention is like the dollars in your bank account, and who are you spending your attention for? Mm-hmm. It's certainly not for you if we're being addicted. And then lastly, there is an app called Freedom, and it says Freedom Time Limit, and you pay a little bit of money for it, but it also does all those monitorings and cuts it off and makes it more workable as you're going through the withdrawal process of meth, the social meth that we're dealing with, because dopamine is so addictive. It is as addictive as any of the drugs on the street. It's just you're not buying it from a dealer.
And I'll say this as I wrap my part of this up. The ego will get you every time. I don't have a problem.
Yes.
Before you declare what you are, go double check that. Mm. Give it a shot. I love guys. I can bench 400 still. Well, let's go see.
Yeah, let's go see.
You know what I'm saying? I know what you used to be able to do. Seriously.
Yeah.
But let's go see, because you may not know what it's doing to you without you giving it a shot.
Well, let's call a challenge out. If anybody who's listening, let's do a – please, if you can do a 7-day, email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net after that and give me some feedback, or go on to Vital Health Radio and make a comment or do something else.
Yeah.
This is important information, especially – I was thankful my daughter did not have social media until she was 14. That's not perfect, but at least she had 14 years without any of that.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I think, a very important segment that I want to parlay into more and more and advertise that, because it has not really been talked much about. And we've given some tips, and I love your 7-day plan. And let us create a challenge here. If you don't think you're addicted, do the 7 days, and you will see for sure.
Got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. That's right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Drop
1105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. That was a very, very important, I think, segment, the previous one, and helpful to people who really don't think about it, because we don't think about things that we seemingly think we enjoy and that we're addicted to. You know, Ernest Hemingway wrote this, of course, so long ago, and I just happened upon it. It says, the most solid advice for a writer is this, I think. Try to learn to breathe deeply, really to taste your food when you eat, and when you sleep, really to sleep deep. Try as much as possible to be wholly alive with all your might. And when you laugh, laugh like hell. And when you get angry, get good and angry. Try to be alive, because you know what? You will be dead soon enough. Ernest Hemingway. And, you know, the mortality thing is something I've really enjoyed talking about.
We talk about that. Yeah,
and
I don't mind a bit.
I really feel like my life is more valuable each and every day because I know how quickly and fleeting Edward Jones's life will be. And it's given me peace. It sure has. I remember the very first day my dad had a health event. He lived in Hurricane Creek, and I was still in high school. I pulled up in my little 66 Volkswagen, and he was bent over in a car thinking he was having a heart attack. Well, I thought my dad would live, you know, pretty much 200 years and everything.
Yeah.
He'd always be there to help take care of me. Well, at that moment, about 17 years old, I realized that life isn't what I thought it was, that he could be gone in a moment. Mm-hmm. And it kind of started my journey into coming to peace with some of this mortality conversations. And here, you know, at 67, I feel as best we can be at peace with that for our own journey, just for our own journey. I feel like I've done a lot of good work. And I think ketamine has helped me with that because it helps to go inward like that. I know, to radically change the subject, don't forget Chattanooga Fitness Expo is June 1st. Mm-hmm. It is truly amazing fitness contest with a lot of categories. If somebody's out there who's, you know, really fit and wants, you still got 4 weeks left, you can certainly get into that contest from different levels. And also, come watch it. It is so well put together.
I'm so glad you didn't change topics too hard. I don't want to mean change the categories. We're going to talk about death to a bodybuilding contest. Yeah, that's a nice segue. I hate to, by the way, I love how he said, sleep deep. Thanks, Ernest. I appreciate it. That's all you got to do. Just go, oh, you know what, tonight? You know what? I haven't wanted to lately. Tonight, by golly, I'm sleeping deep.
You've always said, I don't want to sleep deep.
I don't mind. No, I want to sleep deep. I want to dream again.
Oh, no, I'm
just saying, Ernest, give me the. Yeah, Ernest. Sleep deep.
There you go.
Wow. I didn't know that's all I had to do.
Now you know.
Yeah.
That show is so valuable
it
for
is.
Your life.
It is. We just
educate
like
ourselves.
Tic-tacs.
Hey, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.